Welcome to High and Doing Things. Hello, all you awesome podcast loyalists. How are you doing today? I am here chilling out. Remember when I said I was going to break this all down into segments? Well, here's another one of those. I am actually opening up a new lighter, a lighter of the week. So this episode is sponsored by Bic Lighters, so shout out to them. And this lighter is a pink martini one, and you guys will see this on Lighter of the Week on social media, so you guys can check that out and you'll be able to see it and see what creative way I present it later. But I love how there's still the tags on the back that you can peel off the little label, and that's how I know that is the current lighter that I am using, and that we only do one lighter at a time. You know, we don't open up new ones until the other one that we just opened, which is this one right here, Bic Lighter with the pink martini glass on here. And it's kind of like, I don't know, this would be kind of like, oh, what do we call that? You know what we're doing when we cough in here, getting freshly. We got a fresh one lit here right now, just chilling on the couch in the new house. Finally got the couch here and some of the other larger furniture, so I'm really excited about that. But this Bic lighter has a pink martini on it, and it looks kind of like, what would this be called? Like a, oh, let me think. Let me hit this right quick and think about it. Graffiti, kind of like, oh, comic book strip look type art. There we go. It's like a comic book. All right, so I like the way that it's drawn like a comic book. It's cool with the shading and everything like that. And it also has a little touch of like purple and pink and tan background on it. It's really cute. It's pretty. That's why I bought it. You know, Bic lighters are my favorites, and I love to collect them. It's the hunt in the stores for me, as you know. They are my favorite things ever. So, a new lighter that just lit this freshly little fresh. And we're just chilling here in the house, having a good time, and I'm really enjoying myself. So, what I wanted to talk about today, like I said I was going to do, is breaking down into segments how this whole process of being on break was going for me behind the scenes, catching you guys up and everything like that while I've been on holiday, moving into the new house. Me and Mr. Touch have been curating, and I've been like, you know, nesting, cutting everything away and figuring out where this goes and where that goes. But I want to talk about my old apartment. The old place, you know, I always said I'm at the other house, I'm at this house, I'm at the new house, I'm at the other house, you know. So here at the big house, you know, chilling here, recording with you guys, listening to some awesome music. And the old apartment, my old house, what it looked like was one bedroom. It had a lot of space. It was a very large bedroom, like one bedroom apartment in the suburbs. And out in the burbs. But there was, it was a large one. It was nice. I really liked it a lot. It was just my own little space. I had my desk and everything like that. I had a green couch. I wanted a money green couch. So Mr. Touch and I found one, and I had that for a while, and it was vintage, and I really loved it. It was really cool. Until it just got, you know, really worn down. It just wasn't comfortable anymore. And so we bought a new couch. And so that one is now here in the new house. But I also had all my art on the wall, which I rotated a lot. I would, you know, sometimes I feel inanimate objects sometimes will say, you know, I've been hanging here for a while. I need a break. And I would like to be stored away and give way to some other art that you have on display that you want to, you know, show. So that's what I did. I would rotate my different art a lot at my house. Found vintage desks that I would use often. There was one in what I would call the East office. If you guys remember, if you guys been, you know, podcast loyals from the beginning, you knew when I got this. And so I would say, I'm over in the East office. I'm in the West office. And things like that. And I had the portable desk also, which was vintage. It folded. It unfolded. And it was a standing desk, which I need to go get that from the apartment because we're still getting everything there. But we got the main things that we needed, and now I'm going to get all the other stuff that's easy to transport without needing to get a U-Haul. So that's what is next for that. So I really loved my apartment. It was really fun because it was just mine and I was able to. All right, let's hit this. So I was able to fill it up as I went. So it was pretty empty at first. And I was like manifesting because I'm really into that. Manifesting, I want a round dining table. So then that came. They found that for me. And I think it was free. And then also had the round dining table. So I've had that. It was really nice and fun. And then also had the different colored chairs. So a red chair, a yellow chair, a black chair. And then I had some stools. And had different artwork on the wall. A lot of it was free. A lot of it was found. It was just really, really neat. Like the red double-decker bus in London, you know, and that was vivid with red, and the rest of it was in black and white. So that was fun, and it's large and in charge. And so if you're putting that somewhere, maybe you put that in the new parlor in place of the other one that's been hanging up in the house for a very long time, which is screaming, saying, I need a break from hanging here. I would like to be stored away for a little bit and make way for some other art. So we're going to put that one up in there. I just thought of that just now. So that'd be fun for a while until it needs a break and we rotate. And so there's going to be a lot of art that's going to be put up and everything. We're going to mix and mingle. And some things that Mr. Touch hasn't seen in a while since we've been cleaning out the downstairs entryway closet, which he is in processes of remodeling. And it's coming together very nicely. I think it looks fine because, you know, the way Lucy does construction. I'm just like, hey, it looks fine. You've got some plaster wood up there. Yeah, stick it up there. You put a nail here, a nail there. All right, it's done. No. You have to do other things like, you know, put in like studs and like other nails and pieces of other wood, like a jigsaw puzzle, like Tetris. And then you put it up. And then you have to like seal it. And then you have to like caulk it. And then you gotta paint it. And then you gotta put the floor in. And then that is like a hardwood part right now. And I don't know if we're gonna put carpet on top of it or not. But either way, I think it looks great. And we already have the bar up so we can start hanging things. But not until we paint it. So, you know, we're in the process. It's really coming together. And he's built all of this himself with his manly hands. And I think it's really, really sexy. So hot. I just love that he can build all these things. Because, I mean, it's just, I just love it. Anyways, I'm blushing now. My darling love is very talented. So, that's being done right now here in the house. So all my clothes, like my coats, all the coats of ours can hang in there. It's a large closet too. It's pretty nice, you know, and it's still going to be enough room. And oh, and we also put in a storage unit there. It has three drawers in it. And we repurposed like this really cool filing cabinet thing. And we're going to, you know, be able to store like your hats and our gloves and maybe small umbrellas. And oh, there's also this tall thing he built that holds like your walking sticks and umbrellas. And, you know, the little tall umbrellas that can fit in there, which is really cool. So that's going to go, that's all coming together. So back to like my old apartment. What it also had was the different, two different bookshelves. One of them I maybe, you know, we got those at thrift store, and I think we might give it back to the thrift store, I don't know. But the blue one that we painted, Mr. Touch showed me how to sand it, and I learned how to spray paint a little bit. But I think he had to finish it though, because I was like really choppy with my spray painting technique. Was not my medium. I'm like better. My medium is pen, pencil, and I could paint a little bit freestyling, but not spray painting. So that's a really pretty like aqua blue bookshelf that's gonna come here, and we'll put that somewhere. And I don't know if it's gonna go in a parlor, or which is like my office now, or upstairs in the bedroom. I don't know, but we're gonna put it somewhere. Could maybe go in a hallway, who knows, depends on what size it is. But there's some things that we're going to be adding as we go along the way, which is really fun. And what's on top of that bookshelf that I did there at my old apartment was smoke art. And smoke art, which what I used was my incense. Every time I burned incense, especially the cones, which it was a really unique item that Mr. Touch built for me as a either birthday gift or a Christmas gift. I don't know, but it's really lovely. And it has a koi fish in it that is kind of not porcelain, but stone, and has this iron that goes like, kind of reminds me of like this, like waves, and it's hard to explain, but it's really neat and I love it. And it's in this box and it has a drop through with a piece of wood that's circular and it has holes in it in specific places. So when you put the cone on top, which has this metal piece with a hole drilled through it where you can set the cone through where it flows, those flow cones. So when it flows through, the smoke comes down and it flows really nicely and peacefully how it goes, and I really like that a lot. So with that being done all the time, I placed a stencil of this lady, of this vintage stencil collection that we found of a lot of them, and one of them is this lady with an afro hair and her earrings you can see and the shape of her face and everything, and I believe is a profile view of her. And she's also in a circle. So I placed that stencil specifically on top of the aqua blue bookshelf. And when the cones would flow or I burned any incense that went on it, it stained it in this beautiful shade. And how the shade went, the shade of it would go. And what is that called? Like, falling. Like, it goes from, like, darker to lighter. So, whatever that's called.
Gradient.
A gradient. Thank you. It's like a gradient is what that made naturally with the smoke. So, it's really cool. So, I call it smoke art. And I really just love it. So, when I moved it and took it off, I covered it with some paper that's acid-free. So, nothing would, like, it wouldn't disturb the actual, like, smoke stains that it made on there. But when I did have to take the stencil off because we were moving and everything like that, and to protect that stencil and put it back where it belongs with the other ones, it needs to be placed again. So it's protected right now on with some other acid-free paper. So that's really cool. And another thing that I loved about my old apartment is my Gone with the Wind metal poster. So that's really cool. Gonna have to put that somewhere. And it's just all the different little things that I had all around. So I had to remember and remind myself, hey, Lucy, guess what? The things are coming with you. You're moving. And you're moving into your house with your husband. And it's just going to be really great. So you're going to find new places to put things. And he has a lot of things and transoms in the house. And so we're going to like mix and match our different stuff. His Star Wars things and some of my frog collection, which I haven't seen in forever. Oh my gosh, I cannot wait. I'll have to tell you guys all about the frog collection later because I haven't seen them, so I think that'd be something fun for us to do together, the frog collection. Oh my gosh, I have a very extensive one, and you know, I have not seen it in, oh gosh, it's been about like, since I moved in, so I've been there for about 8-9 years in this apartment, in my old place, and I am excited to see them, so let's open that together. So yeah, let's do that together, you guys. I would love that. Go through the frog collection and just see what they all are as I open them because it's been so long. So I'm excited about that. So anyways, another thing that I liked about it was like my little bathroom. It was so cute because it had this little wall partition that separated the like the sink area from the actual toilet and the shower part, but just like a small little wall. And I had little pictures in there of like some random babies from like some antique shop. Those are black and white photos of people like you don't know who they are, nobody knows anymore, and they just are there. You can buy for like a quarter or so. I buy those sometimes. You wonder who buys those if you're ever at an antique shop and you're like, you see old photos of people from like the early 1800s or 1700s or 1950s or whatever, just black and white photos that are obviously like really old. Like, who are these people? Sometimes they're written on the back and sometimes they're not. But some of those came from Pennsylvania. Okay, I didn't know that. I need some water. On our trip to Pennsylvania.
Some of those are very old.
Yeah, they are really old. Yeah, they're really old. And on our trip to Pennsylvania, Mr. Touch was telling me. And if you guys have been listening for a while, so you'll know about those trips. That's called in the in-show miniseries, The High Road Ore. It goes in order if you start this podcast kind of towards the beginning. And it's called The High Road Ore. And there's lots of different little segments. And it's an in-show miniseries of our trip that we went. Was that? I think we did a record in Pennsylvania. I think so, because Two Legs Touching in the Yellow Wood. Yes, was that there?
No, that was when we went to Louisiana.
Oh, down to Louisiana. So that was the... Oh, okay, yes. Okay, see, I have recorded so many episodes, you guys.
I don't remember what the names of those were.
Me neither, but you know what?
Shrooms in the Woods.
I don't know, but it should be an episode called Shrooms in the Woods. Why not? Oh, my God.
We went to Philadelphia.
We went to Philadelphia?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, and that was a great time.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. We did record there, and though that's also an in-show miniseries that, you know what, I'm so freshly that I can't remember what they are, but you know, if you guys have been listening, you know what it is. And if you remember, why don't you guys like hit me up in the DMs or something and let me know, because I forgot myself. But yes, The High Road Ore was our trip to the Gulf Coast, and that was a really, really fun time. And I love that we have that on recorded. And the Two Legs Touching in a Yellow Wood is one of those episodes. Two Legs Touching in a Yellow Wood. Oh, that was fun. Okay. Anyways. So, you know what? Another thing I want to tell you guys was that about the old apartment. Did you know that's where we all met? All of us. Me and Mr. Touch. Met again, because our love story started before this, way before this, but that's a story for another time. That's a story for another time, you know? But for sure that this is where our relationship started. Mr. Touch and I started, and when we met all of you, you awesome podcast loyalists, all you humans, all you nouns, all you like verbs and nouns, because some of you guys identify as a verb, I think. Yeah. Some people are verbs, but most people are nouns. And then there's adjectives. There's adjectives. Yeah. But all you wonderful humans and vampires, because I identify as a vampire. And Mr. Touch identifies as a human, I believe. I do like to bite him from time to time.
I'm mostly an adverb.
You're mostly an adverb?
Yes. The pronouns are me, my, y'all, and adverb.
Me, my, y'all, and adverb? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, okay, my mouth is dry and I keep so laughing. I think I have like, I'm high in the face eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. This one time at band camp, I'm just kidding. This one time when I was really, really high in the face, and I was hanging out with Robolo DeStore, my friend Lucky, and I remember when I got freshly enough, I can rap. And rapping for me is like double dutch, because you have to catch the beat, just like you have to get the right rhythm and you're getting ready to do double dutch, if you know about that, you know? And if you don't know what double dutch is, jumping rope, then you're like too young for me, bro, for real. But I still appreciate you listening. Because that's how it feels for me for like to rap. But I have to be like freshly enough or just drunk enough in order for that to happen. Because that's not a natural thing for me. But I don't even know what I was going to say and where I was going with that.
What else was in your old apartment?
What else was in my old apartment was my bed and all the things that I stored underneath them and all the things that I had in the nook and crannies in my closet. But it was all like really nice and neat. I have baby dolls from my great-great-grandmother that she made one, and she was Irish, and she had red hair. So that was really cool. And then, let's see, I had my workout stuff in there. Above the bed was the beautiful starry lights. That was above the bed. The beautiful starry lights that twinkle. So when you flip the light switch on in the bedroom, that's what how the lights turned on, because it didn't come with them. The plugs in the walls where you plug in lamps, now those, you know, you can just turn on yourself. But if you plugged in the twinkly lights, so when you flipped the switch, they turned on. And when they went off, they actually went off slowly. And it was really neat. And I love them. And there was this beautiful canopy. And I came home one day because babe, I think he put it up for me. And then I didn't notice until later, but there was birds. There's birds on each corner and on the middle. There's six birds. Is that six or seven birds on the canopy? And it has little sparkly little tassels. They're like plastic little gleamy tassels on them. They look like diamonds. They're really pretty. And like teardrops, like drop-shaped ones. Those were on it. And so I love that the birds, and I didn't notice, and then I looked in the hallway, and above on the vent where the air conditioning comes out in the hallway, there was a white dove, and I believe it had a flower or some type of something in its mouth, but it was, oh, they are clipped around the house. I always loved it. I love those. We have to bring those, too. I have to figure out where I'm going to put them, but we, like, put the canopy up somewhere. We can put them over the bed.
And the flowers.
And the flowers and everything. Oh, it's gonna be from the flowers from the wedding.
Really grand.
Oh, it's gonna be so grand. It's gonna be so beautiful. It's gonna be like the Palace of Versailles. It's gonna be so elegant and grand. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I love this idea. We're gonna hang the beautiful canopy with the flowers and with the birds, and we have vines and the twinkly lights, and also some of the vines that we have twinkly lights upon them, and those were on the back of the bed. And so I can talk like that because I lived over there for a very long time. It was like my first thing over in primary school, then I came to the States. So there. Anyways, so I was like super excited about how that was there on the back of the bed, like the headboard. So it was vines with twinkly lights and the canopy and the birds, and also a beautiful Japanese fan that my best friend Carmina gave me, and I love it. So it was really, it's just really nice and nostalgic. It's just, I don't know, whimsical and magical and stuff, like a fairy tale. I love it. So we get to bring the fairy tale right over here to the big house. And then we also had there's mirrors and everything. I had mirrors on the walls, and I had a full-length mirror that is also like this pretty orange, and it was kind of vintage looking style. And also this beautiful, in the hallway was this beautiful black mirror. Oh my gosh, we gotta get that off the wall too. Okay, I'm just like thinking of all the other things that still need to come over to the house. Oh my gosh, it's still March. I have until the 30th, so I gotta get this done. But I'm excited. It's really fun. Okay, so that has to go somewhere. I don't know if we put that in a hallway, or the downstairs hallway doesn't have a mirror. We could put that right there by the stairs, but that's where you're gonna build the other storage drawers that
that's
go into the wall. That's way low, so that might be able to fit.
Or across on this wall.
Oh no, oh yeah, on the other wall. We do have a grand entry wall hallway here, so there's room. It's exciting because it's like, how did all these things fit in my apartment? But they accumulated over time, over a span of like almost 9 years, and then we're moving to the house, so there's like you know, plenty of places to put things in many places. So we even have the dining room, which we haven't even begun to decide what we're going to do with that yet. But I'm excited to figure out what we're going to do with it and where we're going to put certain things. Let's see what else was in my apartment. I love my rug that we have, but we have to store that. I don't know, where is that? Is that in the hallway closet?
Uh-huh.
It's in the hallway closet, and
it's in the upstairs
closet. It's in the upstairs closet. So it's stored away nicely. It's just that it wouldn't fit in the parlor. But we got new rugs for the Powell house. So
in the dining room,
yeah, the dining room. Yes, that's a possibility. It could fit in there.
Or in your new area.
Oh yeah, in the new area for my new office area, yoga studio that he's going to build for me. That's so hot. Okay, anyways, I'm excited about that. We get to design that together. It's gonna be really more modern. The house is is vintage and it's lovely. You know, like we said, the house is from 1880, but I think the more modern touches, which especially with the add-on, that's gonna be really cool. And I'm gonna add a lot of greenery. Just like when I played The Sims, you guys know, I always like to have plants in like every room. So every room has to have something green in it. And so far, this room does not have any, but I will add some later because I'm not finished decorating yet. So that's exciting. So that's coming. But in my old apartment, I love that I had greenery everywhere. There was plants and things like that I tried to grow. And then I also had some fake plants that were really nice too. And my flower garden, you know, on my desk, which is coming with me. I have that already packed and ready to go. So I have my pin flower garden, which is a lot of fun. And that's another thing that I really loved there. But yeah, that's where we met there, was at the old apartment. Me and Mr. Touch's relationship bloomed, and our relationship with you bloomed. You and I, Lucy, and you, all of you wonderful, awesome humans out there that are listening. And it started with the dawning of the high and doing things in Chinese drive-thru, the very first episode. And then the next one after that was Scrub Water Hustlers. And I don't think we yet had the couch yet. And we were just chilling on the floor in the living room there of my apartment in front of the TV. And, you know, and I just discovered, you know, I'm like, oh, look at this. Let's play. Let's do podcasts. Let's, like, try this out. And so, you know, we were drinking some what I call beer water. And I'm not going to say what brand, but that's what it all tasted like when that stuff started to come out, all the seltzer beer and stuff. So I'm like, that's beer water. And it was something like something with a cat. So that was, you know, the only hint. So yeah, you know, so yeah, I liked it. It was fine, but it was Scrub Water Hustlers after that, and then on and then on and so forth. And here we are celebrating 3 years of podcasting. And we're at episode like 167, and I actually have a lot more in store for you guys. Like, I mean, a whole lot more. It's really, really wild how long I've been doing this, and I've been having fun with it. So I just wanted to, you know, catch you guys up on that. So far today, I have been nesting and putting things away, putting things where they go. I've been, you know, unloading certain boxes. So I've gotten some of the different storage boxes that I've had at my old apartment, which are really cute, repurposed, and some of them emptied, and they're not needed right now. So that's not so bad. I feel pretty accomplished today. And I vacuumed, and I dusted, and found new homes for new things, and some things I still don't know what I'm going to do with, but I'll figure that out later. But you remember when you were younger, do you remember playing house? And I'm not talking about the naughty house, get your minds out of the gutter. I'm talking about the fun playing house, like when you're like, you know, just a little human, and you're like, or a little vampire, and you're like, oh, you know, playing house in your room, in your playroom, or playing, you know, at daycare or outside on a playground, and you're using your imagination. Do you remember doing that? Like, using your imagination and playing house, but now it's, like, real life you're playing house instead, but it's, like, for real in real life, like, for real, for real. And so, it's, like, it's really fun. I really am having a good time, but it's, like, for real house, though, so it's not, like, playhouse, it's, like, for real house, because it's a whole house. And it has, like, multiple rooms, and there's stairs and stuff. Oh, and the laundry room's upstairs, and I really like that. That's what I like about the new house. It's like close by and everything like that. So we'll talk more about the new house and everything. But it's good to use your imagination and visualize, because that's what manifestation is. Use your imagination, visualize it, and then watch it come to life. It's like super awesome. It's like magic. Anyways, I'm freshly and I'm hungry. Are you guys hungry? Okay, I thought so. Me too. So it's time for me to go and eat and get some rest. Remember that Lucy loves you, that you matter, that even though someone who doesn't even know what your name is or who you are loves you and cares about you because you deserve it unconditionally. So until next time, you guys, thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll talk to you soon. Stay hydrated.
Thank you so much for listening and supporting High Engagings Podcast.